The Nightingale Conant Corporation is pleased to bring you The Universal Laws of Success and Achievement with Brian Tracy. Throughout the ages, man has attempted to make sense of the universe, to unravel mysteries that have challenged his intellect, and seek solutions to seemingly unsolvable puzzles. In looking for the truth, and often questioning it, poets, thinkers, philosophers, and scientists have immeasurably influenced our world. Their medical breakthroughs, scientific discoveries, physical laws, and mathematical principles have imposed order, coherence, and clarity to what once seemed a random, indiscriminate, and lawless world. The driving force behind these great thinkers often was their innate desire to succeed, to focus their minds on a question and strive relentlessly till they found the answer. And in their wealth of wisdom, we now find universal principles of personal success and achievement that we can use to maximize our own potential. These success principles are as timeless and immutable as the natural and physical laws governing the universe. They hold true for everyone who abides by them and are applicable in almost every area of life. Never before have they all been brought together as a vital tool for teaching. Never before has all this information been combined to give you a guaranteed formula for success. Until now. Brian Tracy has devoted almost his entire life to studying success and human development. In the past, he's researched varied aspects of human effectiveness and brought you best-selling Nightingale Conant audio programs on the psychology of achievement, the science of self-confidence, and how to master your time, to name just a few. And it's his preoccupation with being and doing just a little bit better that makes him a living example of the practical principles he teaches. Today, as president of Brian Tracy Learning Systems, he speaks on a variety of business and personal development topics to audiences worldwide. He's also trained key executives of more than 200 corporations in the United States, Canada, Mexico, Australia, and Europe. From his diverse background in sales, marketing, advertising, real estate, and management consulting, Brian brings a wealth of practical experience to everything he talks about. And this, combined with his wide research in psychology, economics, science, and the classics, is nowhere more evident than in The Universal Laws of Success and Achievement. In this program, you'll hear about the success principles that have been the hallmark of all great achievers. Brian calls them the universal laws because they work for anyone, anywhere, anytime. And they will work for you. All you need to do is apply them, practice them, and follow them consciously as you set and move toward your goals. And the results you desire will come to you. Business, wealth creation, happiness, self-fulfillment, love and relationships. These are just some of the areas that you'll be able to improve in your life as you listen to Brian Tracy in The Universal Laws of Success and Achievement.
Once upon a time, and throughout all of human history, it was generally believed by most of the smartest men who had ever lived that it was not possible for any object heavier than air to fly. Then a professor at the University of Basel, Daniel Bernoulli, laid down a series of hydrodynamic principles, including his most famous, a complex principle of air resistance, which has come to be known as Bernoulli's Law. It was the application of Bernoulli's Law to aeronautical engineering that led to the first flight by the Wright brothers at Kitty Hawk and to the entire world of modern aviation as we now know it today. Daniel Bernoulli didn't invent this law, which is named after him, but once he discovered it and others learned to apply it, man was able to conquer the skies. Today, planes can fly almost anywhere in the world at several hundred miles an hour with a speed and efficiency that was unimaginable even 100 years ago, and all because of Bernoulli's Law. You too can fly. By using the laws and principles of success and achievement that have been discovered over the last 4,000 years, you can reach the heights of your potential. you can travel faster and further toward the achievement of your dreams and aspirations than you ever dreamed possible. When you apply these proven and practical principles to your life, you'll begin to make progress you may have never before imagined. When you organize your life so that everything that you're thinking and doing is in harmony with the universal laws that predict and control human destiny, there'll be no limitations on what you can be and have and do. When I was 19, I set out on a lifelong journey seeking the answers to the question, why is it that some people are more successful than others? I came from a home where we never had very much money. I didn't finish high school, and I worked at laboring jobs for several years. I washed dishes and dug wells and carried building materials on construction sites. I worked in factories and sawmills. I worked as a merchant seaman on a Norwegian freighter, and I even worked as a farmhand during the harvest season. Over the years, I traveled all over the world studying different cultures and philosophies and religions and schools of thought. Always I sought for the answers to that great question, why is it that some people are more successful than others? As the years passed and my experience accumulated, I began to notice that there was a certain element of regularity and predictability in human events. There seemed to be laws and principles at work in almost everything that happened. I've now studied the subject for more than 25 years, and I've come to the conclusion that there are universal laws that anyone can use to dramatically enhance the quality of his or her life. They're available to you here in this program, and when you apply them, you'll begin to get the things you want in every area of your life. To state it simply, I discovered that the answer to the question about successful people is that successful people live their lives more in harmony with natural laws than unsuccessful people do. Successful and happy people are those who, consciously or unconsciously, organize their thoughts, feelings, and actions in such a way that the powers available to them as a result of these laws seem to go to work for them in their lives. They then go on to accomplish more in a few years than many people accomplish in a lifetime. And the reason is simple. Successful people do more things right and fewer things wrong. They make the right choices and decisions, and they take the right actions. They channel their mental, emotional, and physical energies toward the attainment of the things that enrich their lives, and they waste very little of their time going down blind alleys or pursuing goals that ultimately lead to failure and frustration and lost months or years. Successful people seem to live their lives more efficiently in moving from where they are to where they want to go. They seem to get there faster and easier and achieve greater satisfaction along the way. Unsuccessful people, on the other hand, are those who either don't know the universal laws or who choose to ignore them in the short term, hoping that they'll be spared the consequences of their behaviors in the long term. This attitude can lead to wasted years and unfulfilled lives. Whenever you see a person who's not achieving his or her full potential, you see a violation of universal laws that's both sad and unnecessary. Universal laws are like physical laws, like the law of gravity. They're called laws because they're everywhere and always enforced. And ignorance of the law is no excuse. The law of gravity will work on you whether you step off a 10-story building in downtown New York or in downtown London, England. You'll follow the law of gravity, gaining speed at 32 feet per second, as the law says, and you'll go splat on the sidewalk. And it doesn't matter whether you know about gravity, or whether you believe in gravity, or whether anyone told you about how gravity works, or even whether or not gravity is particularly convenient for you at that moment. Gravity will work on you in any case, and you'll have to suffer the consequences. Universal laws are not like man-made laws either. A man-made law, like a traffic law, may or may not be enforced depending upon the circumstances. You can break a traffic law and possibly get away with it, at least in the short term. Universal laws, however, are different. They work 100% of the time. Your job, then, is to coordinate your thoughts and actions with them so that you're living your life in such a way that the universal laws are working on your behalf. In this program, I'll introduce you to a series of laws that have been derived from experience, observation, and reflection. I'd like to say that I personally invented or discovered these laws, but that's not really the case. They've been discovered and rediscovered throughout all the centuries of recorded time. These laws are applicable in a variety of ways and to a variety of situations. For instance, the same law, like the law of attraction, may apply in a slightly different form to achieving success, to happy relationships, and to wealth creation. The laws overlap and intertwine with each other. Sometimes one law will take precedence over another, although none of them will ever really contradict each other. You'll understand this concept better a little later in this program. Each session in this program explains a series of laws that apply especially to the title of the session, such as money and business and selling and negotiating. Sometimes the laws will appear with more than one definition, and you can apply them in several areas, like the laws of belief and correspondence. The first law of success is the granddaddy of all laws, and it's what we refer to as the iron law of human destiny. It was first articulated by the Greek philosopher Socrates more than 400 years before Christ and is sometimes referred to as the Socratic law. We simply call it the law of cause and effect. It's really the law that governs the universe, and all other laws fall under it and are consistent with it. The law of cause and effect is referred to in the Bible as the law of sowing and reaping. The scientist Sir Isaac Newton referred to it as the law of action and reaction. Ralph Waldo Emerson called it the law of compensation in his famous essay of the same name. This law says that we live in an orderly universe in which everything happens for a reason. There are no accidents, at least not in the long term. This law says that for every effect, there's a cause or a series of causes. If there's an effect in your life that you desire, such as success or wealth or health or happiness, you can have it by simply instituting the causes that have been proven to generate it. This law also says that if there's an effect in your life that you don't particularly want, such as unhappiness or poor health or financial problems or difficulties with other people, you can trace those effects back to their causes, and by removing the causes, you can eliminate the effect. This law is so simple that it's largely ignored and so common that the great majority of people attempt to live their lives in outright defiance of it. Even though they may not be happy with the effects or results they're getting, many people continue to repeat the same behaviors that cause the same effects, and then they become angry and frustrated when nothing changes. In fact, one definition of insanity is continuing to do the same things but expecting to get different results. You're surrounded by people who are getting effects that they don't want and are simultaneously not getting the effects that they do want, and they either don't realize or don't care that the only way to change the effects is to change the causes. The law of cause and effect is a wonderful principle for lifelong success. It says that if you can clearly define the effect you desire, all you really need to do is to find out who else has achieved the same effect and then copy that person or persons until you get the same result. It's no mystery. If someone else has done it, you can probably do it as well if you do the same things in the same way. You see, what I found was that the world is quite neutral about all of this. The world, the marketplace, and other people don't really care who or what you are or where you come from, as long as you institute the proven causes of the specific effects that you want. It doesn't matter if you're young or old, tall or short, black or white, male or female, fat or thin. Nature plays no favorites. As the saying goes, the jungle is neutral. The playing field is level. If you do the same things in the same way that other successful people have done, and you do them repeatedly, you will eventually get the same results. Of course, a lot will depend upon how far back you're starting, but that's something you can always overcome by time and patience and determination. My friend Kopp Kopmeyer, who spent more than 50 years studying success, concluded that one of the most important discoveries that he ever made was the necessity of using proven success principles. He said that if you're really serious about success, learn from the experts. Spare no effort or expense to learn from those who've gone before you. He also said that life is too short for either you or I to learn it all by ourselves. If you can find someone or several others who've achieved the same result that you desire, and you learn from them what they did, and you do the same things repeatedly, you'll eventually get the same results yourself. If you sow the same seeds, you'll get the same harvest. If you duplicate the causes of the effects or results you desire, and you continue to do so in face of the inevitable discouragement that comes to all of us, you'll eventually get the effects that you set out for. This is the law, and if you live your life in harmony with it, you can eventually attain things that will amaze almost everyone, including yourself. The starting point of the application of the law of cause and effect is simply for you to clearly determine the effects that you desire. Before you can apply the laws of success, you need to think seriously about what success means to you. Because of your unique past experiences, your personality, your abilities, your values and your beliefs, your hopes and aspirations, only you can define what success means in your life. Success is sometimes defined as getting what you want. Others define success as the freedom to live your life in your own way without the interference of anyone else. You may define success as freedom from worries about material things. Someone else may define success in terms of happy and loving relationships. Another may define success in terms of health and mental and physical well-being. In any case, your first responsibility to yourself is to sit down and make a list of all the things that would exist in your life if you finally achieved all the success for which you're working. In anything that you want to accomplish, you begin by defining your ideal result or your future vision for yourself. Even the shortest journey begins with you deciding where it is you want to end up. Before you begin selecting the causes you intend to initiate, you need to be extremely clear about the effects that you wish to realize. A woman who had been through my seminar on goal setting came to me afterwards and said that she had decided that her major goal was to sell $1 million worth of real estate and to win a prize for being one of the top real estate people of the year. I asked her why she wanted that particular goal, and she told me it was so that she could make enough money to get out of real estate completely and get into something that she really wanted to do. Well, she was also unhappy and frustrated, not making very much progress toward her first goal, that of selling $1 million worth of real estate. I explained to her that she'd never be happy or successful doing something that she didn't enjoy, and that perhaps she should change her direction and begin doing something immediately that she really cared about. Happily enough, she accepted my advice, changed careers, and the last time I saw her, she was happier than she had been in years. This illustrates one of the most important applications of this law. It simply says that in order to achieve certain effects, you must first instigate certain causes. It also says that in order to eliminate certain effects in your life, you must also eliminate the factors that are causing them. The most important single application of the law of cause and effect is this: thoughts are causes and conditions are effects. Your thoughts about any subject are the starting point of everything that happens to you. The conditions of your life are an expression of your innermost thoughts and convictions. If you think a certain thought long enough and hard enough, it becomes a fixed belief, and you'll find yourself behaving on the outside in a manner consistent with it. For example, if you think about success all the time, and you think about the various things that you can do to be more successful in the important areas of your life, your thoughts will lead you to the activities that will make that success much more possible for you. Your thoughts are the primary causes of the conditions of your life. This brings us to the second of the laws of success, and it's called the law of mind. In its simplest form, it says that thoughts objectify themselves. Thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. What you think becomes your reality. Earl Nightingale, in his audio program, The Strangest Secret, says that you become what you think about. Ralph Waldo Emerson summarized this idea more than 100 years before by saying, "A man becomes what he thinks about most of the time." The law of mind is extremely powerful and is in many ways a basic law for explaining many of the other laws that refer to mind action. The natural extension of the law of mind is the third law of success called the law of mental equivalency. This law says that your primary responsibility to yourself is to create a clear and accurate mental equivalent of what you wish to experience in each dimension of your external life. If you want to be happy, you need to clearly define for yourself and create the mental equivalent or picture of exactly what happiness means to you. If you wish to enjoy health and long life or happy relationships or financial prosperity, you need to create in your mind an exact, detailed picture of what you desire. As a result of a whole series of other laws that I'll be discussing, this becomes the critical starting point that begins inevitably to lead you to the realization of your dreams and goals. The fourth law of success is called the law of correspondence. This law has been talked about for perhaps 4,000 years, and it's one of the fundamental laws that explains human experience. It simply says that as within, so without. It says that your outer life will tend to be a mirror image of your inner life. Your external world will tend to correspond almost exactly to what is going on inside both your conscious and subconscious minds. There are four major areas where you see the law of correspondence working all the time. The first is simply in your attitude. Whatever your attitude is, often before you even say anything, people will reflect it back to you in the way they talk to you and treat you. As within, so without. The second area where the law of correspondence is evident is in your relationships. Your relationships will almost perfectly mirror your attitude and your personality. If you're a good and happy person, you'll have good and happy relationships. As you become a more patient and tolerant and loving person, your relationships will reflect this almost immediately, very much as a mirror will do. The third area of correspondence that you see is in your health. Much of your health can be directly traced to specific attitudes that cause you to suffer from minor and major illnesses. The extensive work that's been done in the area of holistic medicine seems to suggest that there are corresponding attitudes of mind for most illnesses that you or I suffer, from the common cold and flu, all the way up to the most serious illnesses that are often life-threatening. Whenever you're anxious or upset or unhappy for any reason, for any period of time, your body will begin to reflect those feelings. The entire basis of psychosomatic medicine is the conclusion that your mind, psycho, makes your body, soma, sick. What your mind harbors, your body eventually expresses. The fourth application of the law of correspondence is that your external world of material accomplishment will exactly correspond to your internal world of preparation. The more knowledge and skill you gain that helps you to be more effective in your work, the more you will be paid. You can't hope to acquire or achieve anything more on the outside until you've acquired it or achieved it on the inside. The law of correspondence reigns supreme. The fifth law of success is the law of belief, which says that whatever you believe with emotion becomes your reality. You always have a tendency to act in a manner consistent with your innermost beliefs and convictions. Your beliefs, in fact, act like a filter or a screen that edit out incoming information and only allows into your conscious awareness the things that you've already decided are true about yourself and the world. William James of Harvard said, "Belief creates the actual fact." In the Bible it says, "Whatsoever a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." For example, if you absolutely believe that you are meant to be a great success in life and that no matter what happens, nothing can stop you from achieving the greatness that is yours, you'll act in a manner consistent with that belief and you'll eventually make it come true. If you doubt your ability to be successful for any reason, this negative belief will be demonstrated in your tendency to hold yourself back. The most important part of the law of belief is the necessity for you to question your own self-limiting beliefs. These are the beliefs that act like the brakes on your potential. These are the nagging doubts and fears that people have about themselves and their abilities that cause them to sell themselves short. When you have self-limiting beliefs, you have a tendency to settle for far less than you may be capable of. Self-limiting beliefs revolve around your ability to lose weight or quit smoking or earn a certain amount of money or be attractive to members of the opposite sex, or develop new abilities that are more conducive to your success and happiness. One of the most important steps you can take toward achieving great success is for you to question these self-limiting beliefs. You might even ask others who know you well what self-limiting beliefs they seem to think that you have that may be holding you back. Remember, self-limiting beliefs are often used as excuses. A good way to test your self-limiting beliefs is to ask yourself whether anyone else with the limitations you perceive you have has nonetheless gone on to achieve success. If anyone else has been able to overcome the limitations that you think that you have, it means that you can probably overcome those limitations as well. In fact, when you think about it, you'll realize almost immediately that there are hundreds, perhaps thousands of men and women who've had it far worse than you have and who've gone on to accomplish great things despite their limitations. You begin to fly when you begin to let go of your self-limiting beliefs and allow your mind and aspirations to rise to greater heights. The sixth law of success is the law of values. The law of values says that what you truly value and believe is only and always expressed in your actions. You can tell the true values of others by looking at what they do, not at what they say. You can also look at your own actions to decide what it is that you truly value. Remember, it's not what you say or hope or wish or intend that is a true expression of your values and beliefs. It's only what you do. Children are very aware of this, and they ignore the advice of their parents when their parents say, "Do as I say, not as I do." The fact is, we all seem to know that a person's actions are the true reflection of their innermost convictions. There's a great deal of confusion and unhappiness in the world today because many people feel that if they say something emphatically enough or write about it, it means that they truly believe it. But this is false. You only truly believe what you do. Your actions do speak far more loudly than your words. For example, if you truly believe in the values of persistence and dedication, it'll be evident in the things that you do every single day. If you truly believe in the values of honesty and integrity and self-discipline, you'll demonstrate these qualities in your every behavior. In fact, you can tell what a person values by looking at what they did in the past when the pressure was on. It's only when you're forced to make a choice that you know what it is you really value. For example, when you have to choose between family and work or between money and honesty, your true values come out. The wonderful and important thing about your values is that you can develop them in yourself by disciplining yourself to act consistent with them, even if you haven't yet made them a fixed part of your character. I'll explain this later in the program. The seventh law of success is the law of motivation, which says that everything you do is triggered by inner desires and urges and instincts, many of which may be at an unconscious level, and your attitudes and behaviors will be determined by your dominant motivations, by what you really want and need in life, not by what you think you want. This is an extension of the law of values, and it's very important for you to understand. There's a simple formula called the ABC formula of human motivation and human action. The ABC stands for antecedents, behavior, and consequences. The antecedents are the things that happen before the behavior. The behaviors are the things you do. The consequences are what happens as a result of your behavior. We know that psychologically only about 15% of your motivation comes from the antecedents, from what you read or learn or are told to do or not do. However, about 85% of your motivation comes from your expectations, what you think will happen. It's your beliefs about the consequences, about the future, that causes you to behave in a certain way. The clearer you are about the consequences of your actions, and the more intensely you desire to enjoy the consequences that your behaviors may lead to, the more motivated you'll be. This is why it's so important to have absolute clarity with regard to your goals in each area of your life in order for you to be motivated to perform at your very best. An important point with regard to the ABC formula is that your behaviors are not guaranteed to achieve the consequences that you desire. But every behavior or action that you engage in will generate a consequence of some kind. One of the most important parts of understanding motivation and behavior is to realize that both actions and inactions have consequences. What you do, as well as what you fail to do, will have a consequence in your future, and sometimes the consequences can be dramatic and long-lasting. A good exercise in success is for you to write out a description of the type of person that you'd like to be and the kind of life that you'd like to be living. The most powerful faculty that you have is your ability to think, your ability to understand. The more accurately you can think about who you are and what you want to accomplish and how to accomplish it, the more effective and successful you will be. The eighth law of success is the law of subconscious activity, and it has several applications. The first part of this law is that whatever thought or idea mixed with emotion you hold in your conscious mind will be accepted as a command by your subconscious mind. This means that whatever thought, idea, or goal you can hold in your mind on a continuing basis, you can have, because your subconscious mind will go to work to organize all of your thoughts and actions to bring it into your reality. If you desire to earn or attain a certain amount of money, and you think about it continually, day and night, and you use every means possible to drive this desire or hope deep into your subconscious mind will begin committing more and more of its reserve capacity toward bringing that goal or desire into your life. The second part of the law of subconscious activity is that your subconscious mind, once you give it the proper commands, will trigger your reticular cortex and its function, the reticular activating system. Your reticular cortex is a small, finger-like part of your brain that alerts you to events and circumstances around you that are consistent with your dominant desires or concerns. For example, if you decided that you wanted to buy a red sports car, this desire would signal to your reticular cortex that red sports cars are now of paramount importance to you. From that moment on, you would see red sports cars everywhere, even a block away. You would become extremely alert and sensitive to red sports cars, as well as to the means of attaining one of them. If one of your goals is to achieve financial independence, and you imbue this goal with intense desire, your reticular cortex will cause you to be extremely sensitive to all kinds of opportunities around you that would help you to earn more money. You would hear and see things everywhere that you might have been unaware of completely in the absence of having established this goal and planted it in your subconscious mind. The third part of the law of subconscious activity is that your subconscious mind, which controls your autonomic nervous system and all of your muscles, nerves, actions, and reactions, also controls your body language and your tone of voice. Professor Mehrabian of the University of California at Santa Barbara has concluded that when you communicate with others, fully 55% of the message you send is contained in your body language. 38% of the message you send is contained in your tone of voice, and only 7% of the message is contained in the actual words that you use. And your body language and tone of voice is largely controlled by messages about yourself and your goals that you've sent to your subconscious mind as the result of the way you think and feel. For example, when you've had a success of any kind, you send a charge of emotional energy to your subconscious mind that tells it that you're a winner. For some time afterwards, you walk and talk and act and think like a winner. Your step will be brisker, your voice will be stronger, your eyes will be more focused, and your body language will signify this belief about yourself. Your subconscious mind will accept your predominant emotional thoughts and organize your entire body, voice, and tone to fit a pattern consistent with it. The ninth law of success is the law of expectations. It's often called the law of the self-fulfilling prophecy. It's one of the most powerful of all laws because of its simplicity and its predictability. This law simply says that whatever you expect, with confidence, will have a tendency to materialize in your life. You get not what you want, but what you expect with the greatest intensity. For this reason, an attitude of positive self-expectancy seems to go hand in hand with great success in every area of your life. The wonderful thing about the law of expectations is that you have the power to manufacture your own expectations. You can decide to expect only good things to happen to you. You can walk and talk and act as though you believe the entire world was conspiring to help you to achieve your goals. You can become what W. Clement Stone often referred to as an inverse paranoid. You can become convinced that the entire world is conspiring to do you good. The way that you apply the law of expectations is by confidently looking for the good in every person and every situation. When you have a temporary setback, you can look into the setback for the valuable lesson that it might contain. Instead of becoming upset, you can say to yourself something like, "I believe in the perfect outcome of every situation in my life." This kind of affirmation causes you to approach everything you do with a more positive and open and optimistic attitude. The most powerful of all expectations are the expectations you have of yourself. You should approach everything you do with an attitude of calm, confident self-expectancy. You should expect to be successful more times than you're unsuccessful. Expect to win more times than you lose, and expect to eventually achieve your goals if you carry on long enough. The 10th law of success, which applies to many other areas of life, is called the law of concentration. It says that whatever you concentrate on and think about repeatedly with emotion tends to become more and more a part of your inner and outer life. Some of the most important work in psychology shows that if you dwell upon qualities that you wish to develop, like courage and sincerity and persistence, you tend to actually build those qualities brick by brick into your character and personality. The law of concentration goes hand in hand with the law of subconscious activity, and it largely explains the person that you are today. Whatever you've concentrated on in the past and are concentrating on in the present is having a major impact on your conduct and behavior. What you concentrate on largely determines the quality and quantity of the results that you get and the success that you enjoy. The 11th law of success is the law of habit. It says that virtually everything that you do is automatic and unthinking. You are largely a creature of habit. It says that from the time you get up in the morning to the time you go to bed at night, you have a tendency to follow the path of least resistance and to do the things that you've become accustomed to doing in the past. You eat the same foods for breakfast, you brush your teeth with the same toothpaste, you take the same route to work, you greet people with the same words, you go to lunch at the same time, you work in the same way. Now, there's nothing wrong with establishing habits that enable you to simplify your life. In fact, your life becomes successful to the degree to which many of the things you once needed to concentrate on, such as driving a car, have become automatic and unthinking. When you make certain things habitual so they no longer require thought, your mind then becomes free to concentrate on other things that can be more helpful to you in achieving the things that you really want. There are several parts of the law of habit, and the first of these is that good habits are hard to form, but easy to live with. The second part is that bad habits are easy to form, but hard to live with. One of the hardest of all things to change are bad habits which are counterproductive to the goals that you want to achieve. It's therefore important for you to sit down and think through the habits that you have and analyze them carefully. You need to decide whether or not they are moving you towards your goals or away from them. Remember, one of the most important of all observations on success is that everything you do either moves you in one direction or moves you in the other. Nothing is neutral. Everything counts. If a habit isn't helpful, it is hurtful. If a habit is not leading you to success, it's probably leading you to failure. The way that you overcome bad habits is simply to override them by the development of new, more positive habits. For example, If you have a golf swing that's causing your ball to go into the rough, you can override that habitual swing by taking lessons and learning how to hit the ball differently. If you have a habit of getting up later than you should, you can override that habit by repeatedly getting up earlier until that new behavior becomes the habit that dominates your thinking and your actions. By practicing the law of concentration in conjunction with the law of habit and thinking continually about how you would be with a new habit or behavior, you drive this message into your subconscious mind and you eventually begin to behave in a manner consistent with the new habits you wish to form. This brings us to the 12th law, one of the most important of all the laws of success, and that is the law of attraction. The law of attraction says that you are a living magnet and that you inevitably attract into your life the people, events, and circumstances that harmonize with your dominant thoughts. This is why we say that whatever you can hold in your mind on a continuing basis, you can have. Whatever thought you hold clearly and mix with emotion begins setting up a force field of mental energy that begins drawing towards you the things that you need to achieve that goal. This law of attraction has been written about for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. It's contained in the old folk sayings, like attracts like, or like begets like. Or you've perhaps heard, birds of a feather flock together. My friend Mark Victor Hansen says that whatever you want wants you. These are all ways of saying that your mind is extremely powerful and that whatever you think, emotionalized, becomes a form of energy like a magnet that's attracting the events and circumstances you experience into your life. In music, the law of attraction is often referred to as the law of sympathetic resonance. It explains, for example, that if you have two pianos in a large room and you hit the key of C on one of the pianos and then walk across the room to the other piano, the C note or string on the second piano will be vibrating in perfect harmony or resonance with the C string on the first piano. One of the most common examples of this law is when you enter a room full of people and you almost invariably have a sympathetic resonance or attraction with someone else in the room. You'll have a tendency to gravitate toward a person with whom you are comfortable and compatible, and that person will have a tendency to gravitate towards you. Very often, two single people at a social gathering will have a level of sympathetic resonance that draws them toward each other and into conversation. By the same token, when you have a very clear goal or idea, you will tend to attract people to you and be attracted to people who have ideas and information and resources that can help you to realize that goal. Another illustration of the law of attraction is its opposite, which is the law of repulsion. When you begin to become a particular kind of person, because of the way you change your thinking, you will find yourself attracted to people who are similar to you, and you will also find yourself repelling and being repelled by people who don't think the way you do. This law explains why positive people tend to associate with other positive people, and why negative people tend to associate with other negative people, and why neither group finds the other group of very much interest. You can begin to fill your life with the kind of people that you respect and admire by simply becoming the kind of person in your thoughts that will attract them to you. The 13th law of success is the law of choice, which says that you are always free to choose the content of your conscious mind, but in so doing, you are choosing every other part of your life. Your thoughts control your reality. And since no one else but you can think for you, the thoughts that you choose to harbor determine everything that happens in your life. The wonderful thing about the law of choice is that it says that you have complete freedom to think and therefore to be anything that you intensely desire. The choice is always up to you. The law of choice also says that you are where you are and what you are because you have chosen to be there. If you're not happy with where you are and what you are, it's up to you to choose to be and do something else. The 14th law of success is the law of optimism, which simply says that a positive mental attitude goes hand in hand with success and happiness in virtually every dimension of life. The quality of optimism is the quality that makes you into a cheerful and pleasant person, a person that other people like and want to be around and help. the most successful men and women tend to be very likable people. The more optimistic you are, the happier you'll be moment to moment, and the more things you'll be willing to attempt. The 15th law of success, the law of change, says simply that change is inevitable. The only constant we have in life is that of change. Everything is changing, even as you listen to this tape. But the wonderful thing about the law of change is that nothing is fixed either. All progress requires change, and since change is happening in any case, you can be and have and do anything you want by simply harnessing the forces of change and taking advantage of them. The law of change also says that your life can only get better when you get better, but not until. It says that you can't remain the same and somehow improve. The law says that if you don't take advantage of change, you will end up being the victim of change. Things will happen over which you have little or no control, and you'll simply have to go along and adjust your actions and behaviors to whatever occurs. Now, let me tell you a story that is true in more cases than not. Once upon a time, there was a young man from an average home with an average education, working at an average job, and who had an average group of friends. Like most average young men, he was primarily interested in girls and sports and television. He liked to have a good time, and he spent most of his money enjoying himself. He looked upon his job as a necessary evil that paid for his average lifestyle, and, like most average people, he was going nowhere with his life. Then one day, something happened to him. Perhaps he read a book that woke him up, or listened to an audio program, or attended a motivational seminar. Whatever it was, he wasn't the same afterwards. He realized that he could choose to do and be something else. He applied the law of choice. By the law of change, he realized that his life could only improve if he began changing in a positive direction. Using the law of cause and effect, he made some decisions about what he wanted to accomplish, and then began searching out the causes of the effects he desired. By the law of optimism, he was positive toward himself and his possibilities. He expected good things to happen, triggering the law of expectations. He went to work on his thinking, and he began to dwell, the law of concentration, on his ideal lifestyle. By the law of subconscious activity, he began to walk and talk like the person he envisioned himself becoming. He also began noticing opportunities to advance himself that he hadn't seen before. As he changed his thinking, he triggered the law of mind and the law of mental equivalency, and he created a clear picture of his goals. By the law of correspondence, his outer world began to reflect his new, improved inner world. His beliefs about himself began to change, and by the law of attraction, people and resources began to appear to help him move toward his goal. As he concentrated on his desires, his values and motivations changed, and he began developing the kind of habits that lead to success. In no time at all, by bringing his life into alignment and harmony with the laws of success, he began moving forward at a rate that surprised even him. And so can you. The laws of success are based on the foundation principle that in order for you to succeed, you must first decide what success means to you. You can then begin to apply these laws to your definition of success to bring it more rapidly into your reality. There are no limitations on what you can be or have or do, except the limitations that you place on your own mind. When you begin to live your life and guide your thinking consistent with the laws that we've just described, you'll begin to experience successes that are beyond anything that you might have imagined in the past. You can accomplish more in a year or two than many people accomplish in 5 or even 10 years. Your future can be unlimited when you practice the laws of success.